Well, how do you look back on that season for you individually? Kind of most high leverage playing time you've seen in your career. How do you look back on it now?
Yeah, I think I've had a little time to reflect on it, and I think like coming into the season, I wasn't sure what to expect as far as like myself and with the team. I think like we showed like showed a lot of resiliency, and it was nice to be a part of that and get more playing time, and just really thankful to the organization and the coaching staff that they put the trust in me, and I was able to kind of find the player who I truly believe I could be, and it was definitely nice to be a bigger part of that for sure.
You're obviously an unrestricted free agent. Would you like to stay?
For sure. Yeah, like I think you've heard a lot of the guys talk about like the culture and identity, and it's like a great great team and great guys that believe we can make that next step, and I think we grew a lot as a team, and like at the beginning of the season, I think like no one really knew what we were, and I think we kind of proved that we're a team that can make the playoffs and do damage. So I don't think there's a team in the league that would want to play us in the first round, because we were just I think we proved that we're a great team, and there's a lot of belief in that room. So definitely would like to be back.
As you sort of look into the future and potentially hitting free agency, like what's important for you? Is it an every night role? Is it some contract stability? Like what will you be looking for?
I think it's hard to say. Like I feel like I'm a young 33-year-old. Is like I feel like I don't have a lot of miles on my body, so I still think I have a lot to, I still think there's a lot more potential in my game, and I feel like I can continue to grow. So of course I would want like a higher role, and I like more that responsibility, and I haven't really thought about that yet. Like we'll think about that with the fam and stuff, and hopefully can make a decision for sure.
Well, I'm not sure anybody could have predicted that at season's end you would be playing first pairing minutes with Mackenzie Weegar. Was that simply you being given an opportunity to show what you can do, or was it the system, or something else?
It's a good question. I think it's probably all of the above. I think like the way the team plays, I think helps my game, and obviously playing with Weegs was a big part of me being able to kind of elevate my game. And I think I've like you guys know what type of player he is, and so it was great to be able to play with him and grow as a pairing. I feel like beginning of the season and early in my career, I kind of had that like fear of failure a bit, and I think like this year I kind of grew, and my confidence was like growing, and I still think I have more to prove and to bring. So I think probably all of the above.
You say you're a young 33. Like, it is rare for a guy your age to play a career-high game. You're playing more minutes than you ever. Is that something you take an immense amount of pride in, that you stuck with it and got this opportunity?
Like, I don't... I always told my family, like, I have, like throughout my career, I have more to give. It's just been nice to kind of, like, get that opportunity, I guess, and make the best of it for sure.
Well, can you talk about that culture and identity, and maybe what leaders that group of seven did early on to establish that here?
Yeah, they did. Like, I think from like top to bottom, like starting at the first game, like of training camp. Like, I just remember like you hear the predictions of what like everyone thinks like the teams are going to be, and we are at the bottom of like most of those, so. I think guys like took that to heart, and I think like the leaders did like an amazing job like at like just kind of toning that out, but also like listening to that, and like maybe there was like, I don't know, like maybe a small bit of truth, and we just like proved everybody wrong that like, we're a great team, and I think we, like, the preseason, like, I think we went, like, 5-0, and then it just went into, like, the season. So I think they just did a great job at, like, showing the young guys that, you know, we're a great team, and they just, yeah, they were great for sure.
Well, what Conroy's trying to do has been compared a lot to what's being done in Dallas, where there's sort of, like, a second core of young guys that, you know, eventually join the larger core. Do you, having been in both locker rooms, do you see any sort of similarities there?
I think so. Like, Dallas, like, they obviously did a great job at, like, drafting and developing, and I think, like, every team in the league, like, wants to have that those young guys come up and like have a big impact right away. And I think Dallas, you know, has done that, and I think there's a lot of similarities for sure. Like, we have a lot of young guys here that are pushing for spots and that, like, even, like, prove that they can, you know, play in this league. So I think, yeah, it's, I think every team, like, you know, they want to draft, like, great players, and so, yeah, I think there's some similarities for sure.